Blog Talk Radio.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
We on, like a beam on the enemy. Functions get turned, but we're the gang in the facility. Blasphemy, blocks hit with a pedigree. We the party, oh, it's the ratchets in the varmints. I keep the gutter, street usher taught my originals how to get this money. And keep it coming, hardship with a hustle. And it's just because we run them, pushing American muscle, blowing perp, trying to function.
We do, we do.
Take these bitches coming in twos, making executive moves off pills and mushrooms. Establish on blocks where we known to get loose. From Central Los Angeles, bitch, here comes the boom. Rider shit highly consumed. Toasting to no truth, off of cranberry juice and absolute. With a gang west hood bound, absolute. Blocks did abuse, turned up to high value.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
My rhymes is like fresh lines of that coca. These rap niggas weak, niggas sweet like Pinocha. My team full of vulture, misfits and calicos. Young fresh nigga, I'm flyer than pterodactyl. My flows, competitive with repetition. I chill them like a sedative, pussy, now pay attention. Competitive description with prescriptions for lanes. Hollow points is holocaust, molotovs and flames. The name ring bells in the clicks, I'm with sick. I'm fresh the best
and
with
it.
These beef up
whoa, 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 hold
West
up,
with it, gangsta gutter, my big brother. And I be with it, still smashing the motherfuckers. So please, no autographs till after the show. Before I blast, just let me ask you fresher than foe. No clue, it's cool because nobody come close to with it, gang pumpkin. Can't nobody do it like we do.
They got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do. 40B got flows, and by now it's undeniable. Killing niggas lyrically, physically, psychological. The chronicles are witty. We the best of the best. So I rep the West like West, like fresh. Try to stay fresh. Nah, I'm not impressed with the words you be speaking. You tried to cook, it didn't crack. So go back to the kitchen and listen to this Iron Chef. With similes and metaphors, I love beef and my green. I'm an omnivore, quote the raven, nevermore. Never will you fuck me over. Never beat the witty boy that shows that we never sober. Never think you know me, never fixing your facts. These niggas think they us, they think they witty. Never that, we come from different lives. With witty boys be on the same page. I don't bang, but fuck it, no one's fucking with the witty gang. Show respect, step aside, them Laker jerseys coming through. Recognize that nobody does this shit like we do. These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
We do. We do. We do. We do.
What's cracking, y'all? Fuck You Fridays, Bang Out Radio, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast, all day. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know how many people actually tuned in tonight because I didn't do no kind of promotion, didn't do nothing on Facebook, didn't send out no emails, no texts, no nada. But I'm doing the show anyway. We're going to see how long I'll be doing the show for because I may cut it early because, like I said, I'm trying to chill out, relax. I'm in a special location. Not really that special, of course. You know, Las Vegas, not that much special, but y'all know what's up. And when you're in Vegas, you try to do some Vegas shit. So that's what I may be getting to in a little while. But I don't know. We'll talk about maybe the ride up here a little bit because that was an interesting one. And just about where we're going to go for the evening. I don't know. Ain't no telling what's going to happen on Fuck You Fridays, as you all know. But again, we're live from Las Vegas, so it'll be interesting to see where we go, all right? But first and foremost, as always, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Deshay. Without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, and at all that. So thank you, Boss Lady, for letting me do what I got to do over here. And, of course, shout out to all independent artists, everybody out there doing their thing. Without y'all doing your musical thing, wouldn't have nothing here to play. And last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to fucking talk about the show, spread news about the show. I mean, I know y'all got better things to do with y'all 2 hours whenever y'all decide to listen to the show, because not that many people get to listen to it live. But whenever you do listen to the show, thank you for doing that. All right, spreading the links, Twitter, whatever y'all do, do it. Oh, man. But I don't know. Where do I want to start tonight? Shit. Like I said, I'm trying to relax, chill out. But ain't no telling. Let me think. First off, I want to talk about my car situation, give y'all an update on what's been going on with my because as you know, 2 weeks ago on Friday, which I'll never forget now since it happened, I rear-ended somebody with my car. So, you know, my car's been messed up for a little while now. Now, one thing that's been pissing me off about it, which is kind of funny, is because when I hit the person, right, my license plate is kind of dangling. So it hangs by, like, one bolt that's left on the thing, on the front of it. You know, your license plate has two bolts. Mine's hanging by one. So it hangs it hangs vertically instead of perpendicular. So... But what's pissing me off is that everybody keeps pointing out, like, your license plate is hanging, your license plate is hanging, you know your license plate is hanging. Like, duh, I fucking know my license plate is hanging. Do you not see the rest of the fucking hood in the car? Obviously, my shit is fucked up. If I could get it fixed, I would. But I can't right now. But you keep pointing this shit out to me, keep pissing me off. On the one hand, like I said, I wish it was fixed, don't get me wrong. You know, but at the same time, people act like, I'm doing that, like, I don't want it fixed. Like, if I could get it fixed, then I wouldn't. Like, fuck it, I'm just going to let it hang. Like, okay, it hanging is a good thing. No, it's not, and I know that. So, but the fact that they never realize that and think about that is what upsets me. And then I always get looks. People looking at me all crazy. It's like they ain't never seen a car busted up before. Ain't they seen nobody driving a busted car. No, no shame in my game. I got to do what I got to do. But at the same time, it's like, damn, it's okay. You're not driving the car, so why are you so worried about it, you know? That's what I be thinking. But at the same time, it's just crazy because they just don't realize that I want to get my shit fixed. And what's even pissing me off more about that whole situation is the lady I hit. Now, I want to call her a bitch right now because she is acting a little bitchy about this whole situation. But on the other hand, I can understand because if somebody had hit me and I was able to get somebody to fix my shit fully and not have to pay for it, I would do that as well. But here's the situation with that right now. Now, she came to me, you know, they had to get the estimates and everything about the car, how much it would cost to get it fixed, things like that. So she got the estimates. She said she got two estimates. And basically, both estimates came out to about $1,200. So I'm like, fuck, $1,200. Are we serious? Like, to get that shit fixed? Like I said, it was just the bumper and a couple of little, I guess, you know, pieces, maybe some mounts or whatever, but really $1,200. So, of course, you know, I make a few calls. Like, I find a shop that I was going to have do my body work for my car and everything, too. You know, fix my hood and everything. They was going to fix my hood for, let's just say, $400, you know. My hood was all messed up. The hood, the front bumper, the grill, the light. It was going to do it all for, like, $400. So I was like, all right, take your car over there. Let's see what they say about your car. And, you know, maybe something will work out that way, hopefully. So what happens is, so we go over there. I meet up with her first thing in the morning. Go see about the other car. This bitch gonna tell. Well, the dude looks at the car. He's like, okay, bumper, that, yeah. Dude says, like, we'll just round up $400. They could take care of it, and she would have a car back the same day. Fixed brand new, paid the bumper new, and everything like that. This bitch wanna sit up here and be like, you know what? No, I don't trust this situation. I don't know. I wanna go to my friend's death. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, are you serious? Your car, I mean, your car could be fixed right now. Yes, it is. Anything I drink right about now is alcohol. Yes. But it's like, lady, are you serious? You could drop, I can give you your money right now. Get your car fixed right now. You would have it back right now, and they would do a really good job on it, be plush and everything. It won't be new, but it'll look like it's new. You know, black folks, we And she's black, so I'm thinking, like, okay, you know, maybe she'll, come on, we can handle this right now. You'll be done with me. Never got to see me again. You ain't got to talk to me no more. This should be done. But, of course, you want to be all like, basically, what I think she wanted to get, like I said, she wanted to get me for the full $1,200 that I'm going to have to pay this girl. But then I'm like, look, you don't realize that. Well, I hope you do realize, all right, if we do this, then you're going to be waiting on your money because I'm not going to be able to save up $600 to even pay you half and half. I'm not a saver. I can't do that. The most I'll be able to give you is maybe $300 every 2 weeks for, like, what's that, a month? So I may be able to do that. So first I had to give her the $300 I had in my pocket already because I was trying to get her shit fixed right then and there. So that was my first payment. So now I got three more payments of $300 to get this girl in order to get this shit fixed. And then I can't even get my car fixed yet because I got to get her shit fixed first. It's just a cold situation right now. You know, when the shit could have been done. Now, like I said, I can understand on her end of things. Okay, somebody hit me. I need to get my shit fixed. If I want to get my shit back to, you know, perfection or whatever, as perfect as you thought it was before I hit that motherfucker, then, yeah, I want to do that. I want to make sure it's done right. Okay. But at the same time, it's like, look, obviously I'm not one of these niggas that's, obviously I'm not one of these niggas that's, like I said, I had my motherfucking insurance. I had my license. Yeah, never had no problems or issues. You know, I ain't been bullshitting with you. I ain't been ducking you or anything like that, so you really don't have a reason to be coming at me like this or thinking I'm going to do something foul or thinking I'm going to lead you somewhere foul. Get your shit fixed, be done, and we both be done, and then that'll just be it. Like I said, some people just don't matter to them. Nothing ever matters. They just want it how they want it, do things how they want to do it, and you can't change their mind about it, which is what's crucial because, I mean, I'm just the type of person that likes making things easier, and I thought that would have just been a lot easier. And now you just want to drag this shit out longer, 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 but then want to sit up there and try to hold a conversation with me. Like, I paid her the money, but then want to sit there and want to talk to me for a little while, like, oh, so what do you do, and, you know, what kind of job do you have and this and that? And I'm like, oh, now you want to be my friend. And, you know, well, I'm playing nice because I got to be cool. I got to keep the lady cool. Because if I don't keep her cool, then, like I said, she could turn on me at any point. And that's the last thing I want to do is turn on me. So hopefully, like I said, I was playing a cool situation, find out this girl, like, and then one of them, like, sadity type girls a little bit, you know, which is why I kind of think I don't like her. Because she is one of them type of girls that, you know, her job is, like, what does she do? She sells houses. So it kind of reminds me of, what's that movie? Martin Lawrence and Thin Line Between Love and Hate. I forget what that lady's name is, but the crazy one that was selling houses that got all sprung over him and everything like that. Reminds me of her low-key. So that was always just really interesting to me. And it's just, but now you want to have a conversation, you want to do this and that and everything. But it's like, I'm trying to be done with you, and you just keep dragging this out. You don't need to drag this shit out. Like I'm saying, anybody else out there, if you're listening, if you got a chance to get some shit done and get it done right, properly, and, you know, in a quick manner, then get it the fuck done. Don't drag shit out longer than it has to get dragged out. Now, now, shit is crazy out here. Like I say, I'm calling from Vegas. And even the trip out here to Vegas, and this is Fuck You Friday, just a real quick, fuck my cousin right now. You know, no homo, I love him to death and everything, but today I realized that other shit that happened between me and him still is fucking with me. Because I was supposed to be one of the people that was supposed to rent a car in order to drive out here. So I get all the way to the spot to go rent the car and everything, and I get to the rental spot, and they tell me I'm on the no rent list. Now, at first I was wondering why the rental car company looked familiar to me, because at first I forgot all about it, because, you know, I haven't rented a car in a while. So when they asked me if I was going to be able to rent a car, I was like, no problem, I'll be able to do that. Okay. All right. I was like, no problem, I'll be able to do that. Then I get there and I look at the place and I'm like, why does this rental car place look familiar? And it didn't hit me until they said, like, oh, you're on the no rent. It was the same rental car place that my cousin had rented a car in my name and totally, like, didn't really dog the car, but kept dogging the people about the car, like bringing it back late, having it, you know, having it longer than they're supposed to, things like that. So that was what happened. So they just put me on the no rent list. And of course, it was low key kind of embarrassing, you know, saying that, finding that out right there. But luckily, that matter kind of solved itself. But yeah, my cousin totally fucked me up behind that. And then the dude gonna give me the number talking about, you can find out why you're on it if you call this number. And I'm like, I just don't need to fuck with y'all company. The only thing I don't know is if this is the company that, if I'm only blocked with this company or all companies. That's what I don't know. That would be something I would have to figure out. So I may call the number just to see. But it's cool. At the same time, I'm not responsible for anything either, because usually when you're driving, you're more responsible. You get your name all over stuff and everything, and that's not always good. But it was just an embarrassing moment, low-key a little bit. But it balanced itself out. Still made it. And then made the road trip. And then, of course, it's not like I said, it's going to be interesting to see how the night turns out. Because people always talk about they want to turn up, get turned up, going to do this, going to do that. And it don't want to be in that. Give me the ball, got it. But we are in Vegas, down towards the end of Vegas. Not the end of Vegas, not on the strip. On the strip, but not on the strip. We're like, I would say, I don't know, 5 minutes from the strip. So, about to see what it looks like down there a little bit later on. Of course, you know, Vegas is a city that never sleeps, so there's always something to do. But at the same time, you always know the cracking hours are when the sun goes down. And with daylight savings time, the sun is already down, so it's probably already cracking. That's, think about it. But, like I said, it's going to be real interesting to see where we go tonight. I got to really think about getting one of these timeshares. That's where we're currently held up at out here in Vegas right now, is a timeshare. And these motherfuckers is actually pretty bomb. People are always usually complain about how you should never do a timeshare and timeshares, this, that. Ooh, I guess some timeshares actually work out. This shit I'm in right now is pretty dope. Must admit. Y'all might hear an echo effect as I'm walking into the, I guess, the master bathroom. Huh? Oh, lie. Where y'all going? So like I said, I'm in the master bathroom right now, right? So, of course, the double sink, you know, the double sink, wall-length mirror, you know, plus toilet sitting all up high and everything. And you got the jacuzzi tub that you can sit in or shower in with a big-ass face shower, you know, tight. You know, definitely getting that a little bit later with the bubbles and everything going. There was already two young naked females in that a little bit earlier. You know, I wasn't with them, but they was in there. Then we go out to the living room area. Now, technically, it is a living room. Like, so there's a dining area, kitchen, dishwasher. Basically, the place is your home away from home. No, let's see, little mini kitchen, refrigerator, sink. Like I said, I said dishwasher, stove, microwave, cabinets and shit. Closet, AC TVs in both rooms, living room and bedroom. Master bedroom, you know, looks like a double master queen size bed here. Not a walk-in closet, but a good closet. You know, let's walk over here and let's go over this way. You got the couch in the living room that folds out into the bed, of course. What's this room right here? What's in here? Okay, you got the other bathroom, the guest bathroom outside, another HD. You got the roll-out thing that separates one room from the other. All right, dope. Of course, BET on the TV. I'm not watching now, y'all know. And, of course, you can go outside, and we got the, you know, the outside balcony. What's this, another closet? Yup, ironing board, iron. Shit is pretty fresh, you know. So definitely got the little, what is it, got that like Aztec theme going on right now. Let me turn this down a little bit, so I don't want y'all hearing this in the background. Y'all may think I'm watching this. So when did Bow Wow start doing BET? He ain't got nothing else to do now, so that's why he's on BET. Turn off. Shut down. Do something. I don't know. Fuck it. Let me just move him in here. Wait, no, I got to go get my cigarette, so I can go smoke my cigarette. But okay, y'all, let me tell you about the trip out here real quick. Because during my trip out here, I was out here with a new driver. You know, we rolled out with a new driver. So, now, it was just interesting because, you know, new drivers, they don't have experience under their belt. They do certain things, and it's just interesting to see how they react to certain situations, how they handle themselves on the road. And then, you know, especially on a nice road trip from L.A. to Vegas, it's a nice chance to gain some experience. But at the same time, it's like, wow, did you really do that? For starters, number one. This is the first time I've ever actually been driving to Vegas, and then people were like, a lot more people were passing us than I was passing, if you know what I mean. Like, really, really slow driving, but I mean cautious driving. You know, let me not sound like a complete ass. What I mean by that is just that, you know, the person I was riding with was definitely a safer driver than me. You know, I can't deny that. I'm not going to deny that whatsoever. But at the same time, sometimes the safer you are, that becomes even dangerous, you know, because you can't be in the fast lane, you know, in the lane far to the left, driving 40, 50 miles per hour. You know what I mean? So, but that's just that. But, and then, you know, when you switch lanes, you know, if you don't have the experience, like, you know, some people switch lanes smoothly. You know, maybe it's a gentle switching of lanes. But when you don't have the experience, you kind of just jerk and do it real fast. You kind of think like action movies. And, you know, people are racing in the cars, and it's a car seat, and they just jerk left to right to get in and out of lanes. That's kind of how it was going down. So that was interesting. Oh, and cutting people off. Definitely one of those situations. You know, new drivers cut people off a lot because they don't know how to gauge the distance between, you know, somebody coming up fast behind you and you getting in front of them and then having to, because, you know, I'm one of the people that can't stand when somebody cuts you off and then starts driving slow. And we did that to so many people today. It was one of those situations where, you know, when people drive past you and they look at you as they drive by like they're mad, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You got a whole lot of look. Whole lot of look. But it's all good. Good drip. But like I said, thankful to be out here on the ride. I'm enjoying myself thus far. People talk about they're going to get turned up. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get turned up all the way there and everything like that. Got turned up, drinking, fucking passed out in the car. And it's just riding with girls. Because like I said, I'm the only guy that I was rolling with like three females. So I was rolling with three females. Already number one, rolling with females, you know. Being the only man in that situation has this negative content to it. Like, you know, I'm outvoted on the music. I got to listen to all this R&B and all this shit that I don't like listening to. So I had to deal with that. But that wasn't that bad. It was okay. I dealt with it. You know, keep my mouth shut. It's not my party. I'm enjoying the ride. But this shit, you know, girls drink, and then they go to the bathroom a lot. So then we had to stop like three times just on the side of the road. And girls is riding, you know. They don't give a fuck. Like, oh, I got to piss like right here, and I'm going to piss like right here, all windy and shit. Just pull over. And then one of the homegirls reminded me of the homie's phone, because she had to throw up. So we had to pull over so she could throw up out the car. Like, but miss, I'll see how we pull over. We pull over. She opens the door. I said, my nigga focused the same thing. I don't know how you pull over, open the door, stick your head out, throw up, and still get some on the inside of the car. I cannot understand that for the life of me. I just don't get it. And that's just never going to make sense to me. So, it's just really weird. But that happened, man. What else happened on the ride out here? Got out here, missed the exit, so I had to go all the way around, wrap all the way back around. I just got to see. And you're going to see what the night brings us. Because like I said, people always talk about they get turned up, they want to get turned up. But Vegas is definitely the place that will test your turn-up capabilities. But not everybody has that ability. So we're going to put it to the test and see where people's abilities lie. But as I said, y'all, I want to get into the turn-up mode myself. I want to chill. I want to relax. I got out of L.A. this weekend, so I'm going to enjoy my weekend. Like I said, kick my feet up, get drunk myself. And like I said, I'm not going to do a whole lot on this show. I just wanted to give y'all a brief update on what was going on this Fuck You Friday. Like I said, nothing special. Make sure you just tune in on Sunday. All right, tune in on Flash Sunday so I can do the recap of what happened this weekend. So I tell you how much stupidity that went down. And I'll let y'all know what's up. But right now, I'm chilling. Y'all have a good weekend. Be cool. Be safe. Make sure, like I said, sorry to cut the show short, but again, it's only 30 minutes, so this will give y'all more time to do what y'all got to do. I got the city of Las Vegas to get out into and do some crazy, you know, wild out shit that, you know, I'm supposed to leave in Vegas, but I won't. I'll tell y'all all about it, all right? So I'll just holler at y'all later. Thanks for tuning in, though, and like I said, good night, and we'll see y'all next Fuck You Fridays, and we'll see y'all Sundays from 7 to 9. I'm out.